This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Modern Family ended its 11-year run with its hour-long series finale, posting its best numbers in total viewers in more than 2 years. The numbers were the best since the season 10 premiere in 2018 had 7.4 million total viewers. The Masked Singer was second for the night, where Kangaroo chose to sing No Air because of an incorrect guess from judges. Dumbass judges. Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart host Chris Harrison says the romantic spin-off of the Bachelor franchise had a surprising inspiration. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's steamy performance of their hit song Shallow from A Star Is Born at last year's Oscars. So the singles are not just looking for love, but also for musical success, and they'll be performing duets together. Yeah, it sounds nauseating. Ronda Rousey is complaining about disloyal wrestling fans. She says she left the WWE because of the, quote, effing ungrateful fans, unquote. The UFC Hall of Famer and Olympics bronze medalist in judo said she chose not to return to the WWE because it was taking time and energy away from her family and spending it on fans who don't even appreciate her. Wah. Kobe Bryant is back atop the bestseller list since the late LA Lakers superstar was also selected to the Hall of Fame. Bryant's The Wizenart series, Season 1, will debut at number 1 on the New York Times middle grade hardcover list. It already hit number 1 on Amazon's bestseller list for children's basketball books. Wait a minute, how many children's basketball books are there? Former Bachelor star Colton Underwood let Cassie Randolph give him a haircut, saying that he'll have to wear a hat for a while. Since the couple has been self-isolating together at Randolph's home in Southern California, Underwood let his girlfriend try her hand at cutting his hair, which he later deemed as a bad idea. The 28-year-old sadly now looks like a cancer survivor. Sheesh! Stranger Things star David Harbour was thrown a 45th birthday party at home by his girlfriend, singer Lily Allen. He took to Instagram to share a collage of pics and say, quote, "To all my friends and fans that reached out with birthday wishes, thank you. So happy to have so many people tracking my race to being embarrassingly saggy all over," unquote. Yeah, join the club. Selena Gomez has bought the late Tom Petty's home in the Hollywood Hills for $4.9 million. After an arsonist set fire to the house that previously sat on the property, the late rock icon and his wife built a 6-bedroom, 10-bath home spanning over 11,000 square feet, which sits behind a gate at the end of a long driveway. Jelly. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said she'd recovered from a case of COVID-19 after 2 weeks of illness. "For the last 2 weeks, I've had all the symptoms of C-19," Rowling said on her Twitter account. She also shared a video of a breathing technique that she said had helped her manage her worst symptoms and had been recommended by her husband, who's a doctor. Check it out. Not the virus, the video. Amy Schumer is leaping from comedy to cuisine by testing out a new cooking series for Food Network. The network will unveil the 8-episode series Amy Schumer Learns to Cook later this spring. The show will feature Schumer and her husband, professional chef Chris Fisher, in self-shot episodes that show the pair cooking dishes while isolated. Sounds hilarious. Jon Bon Jovi released an incomplete version of Do What You Can, a song about the nation's battle to contain the coronavirus, and invited fans to submit verses to complete it. When kindergarten teacher Michael Bonick assigned his students to write about their lives in quarantine, he didn't imagine Bon Jovi would choose lyrics from his students, dropping into their online classroom. Cool! L.A. filed a new charge against Harvey Weinstein stemming from an assault at a Beverly Hills hotel room in 2010. Yep. Weinstein is already awaiting extradition to L.A. to face four other charges. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault in a prison in Buffalo, New York. Yep, Buffalo, which is punishment in itself. Mandy Moore's husband, Dawes musician Taylor Goldsmith, celebrated her birthday with a tribute. He wrote, quote, "The birthday of the most incredible human being on the planet. These weird times have been challenges for all of us, but only she could turn it into an opportunity to get closer, to learn new things, to love each other more," unquote. Yeah, we hear he actually got out of his sweats, too. As with so many natural disasters, the COVID-19 crisis has left countless animals in need of good homes. Now, thanks to Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco and her pal Tracy Wade, two baby pigs are no longer on that list. The actress revealed on Instagram that Tracy adopted a pair of piglets for her. Their names are Leroy and Wilbur, and Kaley has officially adopted them. Good for her! Alec Baldwin and wife Hilaria are pregnant again with their fifth child. The pregnancy news comes only 5 months after the 36-year-old former yoga instructor suffered a miscarriage, her second, within 7 months. Posting a video in which the baby's heartbeat could be heard, she wrote, quote, "Just got the great news that all is well with this little munchkin," unquote. Oh, joy.
The Trash Bin.
Aaron Kaplan, the prolific TV producer, has been accused in a lawsuit of installing cameras in his sister-in-law's bedroom with one focused on her closet in order to spy on her. Yeah. The sister-in-law, Elizabeth Kaplan, filed suit against Aaron and his lawyers, accusing them of conspiring to invade her privacy. Yep, nothing worse than a kinky Kaplan. Deviant.
The news wrap-up.
With Hollywood on hiatus, studios are bracing for fights with insurers over coronavirus losses. Yelp has laid off or furloughed more than 2,000 employees due to the pandemic. With America at home, Facebook and Google have made moves to win more of the gaming market. Amazon stock has hit an all-time high amid a surge in orders, bringing the company's net worth to $1.1 trillion. Just think what their value would be like if they had toilet paper.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Parasite is the most popular streaming film.
The number one album.
The Weeknd's After Hours remains the best-selling album for the fourth straight week.
The number one app.
Minecraft is still the number one paid app.
The number one book.
Hidden Valley Road by Robert Kolker is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Can you believe 21 Pilots has been together for 11 years? Originally, the band was a trio, but now consists of lead vocalist Tyler Joseph and drummer Josh Dunn. Hit songs Stressed Out and Ride were featured on their fourth studio album. Yep, success came after their fourth release. Their fifth album, released in October, spawned the hit Heathens. Now to the present. Tyler Joseph's mother convinced him to write a song about the coronavirus pandemic. Joseph has directed a portion of the song's proceeds to Crew Nation, a charity for live music crews who can't be paid during the international quarantine. A great cause. Here's 21 Pilots with the coronavirus-inspired Song of the Week. Level of Concern.
Panic on the brain, Michael's gone insane. Julie starts to make me nervous. I don't really care what they would say. I'm asking you to stay. My bunker underneath the surface. Wondering, would you be my little quarantine? Or is this the way it ends? Cause I told you, my level of concern.
That was 21 Pilots with the Song of the Week. level of concern. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.